Beer for Breakfast on Alt 107.5 is presented by Big Dogs Brewing Company, supporting local craft beer in Las Vegas since 1993.
All right, then, friends.
We're going to do that do.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
We are going to do the do this morning, guys.
Uh-huh. All I want to eat is them bobbins.
It's been a hot minute since we featured any malt beverages.
I mean, yeah, this is not a traditional beer for breakfast. Normally, we're searching the world for the finest craft beer out there today. We're just bottom feeding, man.
I mean, I think we are 17, 18, or 19 years into this segment. The often imitated, never duplicated, one and only beer for breakfast is here, and we have a treat for you today.
They have rolled out hard Mountain Dew, and there is in the 12-pack that we were able to get, there is four different flavors. We have watermelon, black cherry, Baja Blast, and the original Mountain Dew hard seltzer. And they're calling them hard seltzers, but on the can it also says that it's a malt liquor. And like you pointed out, Mahoney, they can be both. But it's 5% alcohol by volume. It says very clearly at the top of the can, 21 plus contains alcohol because, yeah, I get it.
It just looks like a Coke can.
It's a pretty cool design, though. I mean, like, I like the way it looks.
It looks like an Affliction shirt come to life.
It
does.
It looks like an Affliction shirt drank Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Well, also, it looks like Old Spice.
It certainly does.
Because it kind of gives off the watermelon one's my favorite branding on there. They have very much, very reminiscent to, like, old school American traditional style tattooing on the front, mixed with, like, Old Spice, mixed with...
So if Ed Hardy shirts drank a Mountain Dew,
that is
what we would find today. The hard Mountain Dew mixed pack has 5% alcohol by volume. Today being served from a 12-ounce, as we said, very colorful and well-designed cans. I actually do like the looks of these cans.
And you left them in the fridge until the very last second.
These are as cold as we've ever drank anything on this show.
Which I feel like that's quite necessary.
And looking at the original, Mountain Dew, the OG, zero sugar, but it says it's a malt beverage with natural flavors, artificial sweetener, and... yellow dye.
Number five.
Oh, boy. That means our wieners are going to fall off.
That is an old wives' tale, dude. There was nothing that was more prevalent in middle school than if you were drinking yellow
number five, that it was going to shrink your wiener.
Yep.
What?
Which 100%. Is, yeah. Every dude
never heard
in
that.
The 90s or 80s who was in school.
I must have drank so much yellow dye number five. Mine fell right off.
I'm pouring it right now. So,
are we going to start with the OG?
We are going to start with the OG. The five categories in which we rate every single beer here on Beer for Breakfast. Look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. The look, I mean, it looks like Mountain Dew, which is actually...
it smells like Mountain Dew, too.
It does smell like Mountain Dew.
Straight up looks like Mountain Dew.
I mean, yellow dye number five right there, guys. This is kind of dangerous, though, because... it does look like a soda can.
Yeah, it smells like Mountain Dew.
I don't know why anybody else would pour this into. I don't know why anybody else would pour this into a glass. Who else is drinking? This is the first time in history a hard seltzer Mountain Dew has been drank out of a glass. I promise you that.
Pint glass. So kind of going into the look of it though, there's not much carbonation. I was expecting
There is. Just look closer. Your eyesight
is not great.
It's not good.
You need to go to an optometrist.
There is quite a lot of carbonation.
It is. It's about the same level of carbonation that you would see in a soda, maybe slightly less. No head on this particular malt beverage. The smell, as you guys said, I mean, can't really smell a whole lot of alcohol in that.
It's not a ton. It's only 5%, you know, but it smells just like Mountain Dew.
Yes. You want to know what it smells like? It smells like Mountain Dew. Citrus, lime.
Are we sure these are alcoholic?
I haven't taken a drink yet.
I have.
Have you?
It tastes like Mountain Dew.
All right, let's all take a drink of the hard Mountain Dew.
Dude, I like this.
Let's do the do. We're doing the do right now. All right.
It tastes just like Mountain Dew.
Just like Mountain Dew. There's no alcohol.
That is stunning.
Oh, my God. Dude.
That is Mountain Dew.
How is there no sugar in this?
It has no sugar.
It says sugar-free.
It has 100
or zero sugar.
It has 100 calories per can in total. I mean, that is unbelievable.
How is that? I am so confused.
That's better than...
White Claws.
Oh. 100%.
Easy.
I would drink this rather
than soda.
So my wife likes the Vizzies, like when we go out to the lake. There's the Trulies. All of those, like White Claws. This is better than all of them.
And I don't have that sugar coating weird feeling yet.
It does. This is first initial drink,
and
but yeah.
They're super cold, right? It does.
I'm seriously shocked.
I'm stunned. It has a little bit of an aftertaste, but just like a normal Mountain Dew aftertaste.
Yeah.
Not like that weird kind of
alcoholic aftertaste. I don't know if I could tell the difference between this and Mountain Dew.
Okay.
I don't think I can.
Wow. There's no alcohol. I get no bite, no kickback. Because, again, like a lot of times whenever you're drinking those hard seltzers, it at least tastes like TV static drowned in like some type of weird alcohol flavoring,
yeah.
Right?
Wow. Yeah.
But this has nothing. I am seriously so shocked. It's not syrupy either, which
is
what I was expecting.
No, it is not. It's not overly sugary. It's not syrupy. It's very light. The mouthfeel on this, it's bubbly. It's refreshing.
Y'all, they
light to medium bodied.
They cracked the code.
They did the do.
They learned how to do the do.
One fun fact, this is actually a collaboration between Pepsi, who owns Mountain Dew, and the Boston Brewing Company, which is Sam Adams. So, oh, man.
I mean, there's not much alcohol. It's 5%. So, I mean, it's not like you're going to be sitting here getting, like, hammered off of
these. 5% is not ludicrous.
That's about on par with White Claws, right?
I don't know how many of these I could drink, though, but it does feel less, I don't know how many Mountain Dews I could drink while I wasn't eating either, but it does feel like it's not filling.
No.
I got to try one more.
Pop open that Baja Blast. I've actually never had an actual Baja Blast, so I can only speak on the actual Dew, the OG Dew on that.
I mean,
one.
I haven't had Mountain Dew in years.
It
smells good.
What is happening?
Manrolled said Audrey is having an out-of-body experience. Like, she is in love.
This is so funny. I'm crying because we kind of expected. We were joking about it, right? We were like,
oh, my God.
Dave, I can't.
Audrey.
I can't.
Hit me with a little.
I'm crying.
Pour me a little bit of the Baja Blast. That's enough.
Oh, God. Sorry. There's a lot of head on that one.
That one, actually. If you do pour it very aggressively, there is a fair amount of head.
I am dead. I seriously cannot believe. We were joking saying, like, this is going to be so good, so great. But, again, sort of just joking about it, right? I'm shocked. These are good.
Take a poll. I want your honest opinion.
It smells good. I don't hate the smell of this.
Okay.
Are we losing all of our craft beer credibility today?
Not as good as the original Mountain Dew. This is a little bit more Jolly Rancher-ish.
Oh, I don't like this one.
You don't like this one?
I like the OG better than the...
This is a little too blueberry.
You like this one?
A little too blue.
All right, so producer Jordan's in with me. This is... So what I'm equating this to is... Because I don't think I've ever had Mountain Dew Baja Blast. I'm just not a soda drinker traditionally.
Yeah. Well, it's Blue Powerade mixed with... What is it? Blue Powerade
Sprite?
Mixed with like a Mountain Dew. Duh.
Sure.
Mountain Dew.
But so... I'm comparing this to other seltzers that I drink.
I mean, as far as seltzers go, I mean, it tastes like soda. It really does. I cannot believe that there's alcohol in
there. There's no alcohol taste in there.
I don't love the flavor.
I can't believe there's no sugar in
these. I don't love the flavor of the Baja Blast. The OG is, I mean, spot on. Let's open. Where are we opening now, Audrey? You want me to get it?
Yeah, my nails. I just got my nails.
Is that watermelon?
So one of the things we also didn't talk about was the cost of this. So I've seen a wide variety of costs. Obviously, they're rolling this out nationwide. And so it's not in every market right now. It's not in every grocery store, gas station. I bought this at a gas station near my house, and I paid $20. It was $19.99 for a 12 pack. But as soon as I got home, I got an email from a liquor store that's also near my house, and they were selling it for $13.99. So it's
a wide stretch of pricing.
$13.99, I think it's reasonable. $20 is a little excessive, I think. I don't know. I haven't
that's
priced out
excessive.
White Claws in a hot minute.
I feel like you got your pricing.
So just real quick, my review of the watermelon. The watermelon tastes like a boot.
Oh, you don't like the watermelon?
I don't like the watermelon at all. That's just not hitting for me.
Well, that's a Jolly Rancher. Oh, actually, I like that more than I like the Baja Blast. It's a
Audrey
Jolly Rancher.
I like it, too. That tastes like straight up a Jolly Rancher.
It does. That is.
But I will say that my order probably goes OG Mountain Dew to watermelon to Baja Blast, but we still have one more.
So I'm definitely OG Baja. Watermelon is in last place for me right now.
Because
it has kind of more of that artificial aftertaste that I hate. Like, I won't even drink any of the White Claws or Bizzies or any of that stuff.
Let me take another drink of that watermelon.
Black cherry tastes like a like a cherry coat.
We're in a black cherry now?
I mean, I just did it. I don't know.
That is most candy-like. The watermelon, I think, is the most pungent.
Maybe that's why
out
I
of
like it.
All of them.
That's my order.
Baja Blast is my least favorite so far. Cracking the black cherry zero sugar Mountain Dew hard seltzer.
Black cherry tastes like a cherry Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Cherry.
Yeah.
Black cherry White Claw is my favorite White Claw.
I think you'll like this.
So here's the thing. So after drinking all of these, I feel like it definitely serves its purpose, and it's definitely knowing who its clientele is going to be. They want sweet,
large,
yeah, good, right?
bold flavors, and I think that that's what all of those are. Again,
Mahoney is... He's getting excited.
You like that one
excited.
The best?
The black cherry is my favorite.
Of all
Dude,
of them.
That is cherry Coke.
It is.
I mean, that is 100%
tastes just like
cherry,
a cherry Coke. Yes.
Cherry Pep. More cherry Pepsi than
you
cherry Coke.
You like that better than the OG?
I mean, to be fair, I like cherry Pepsi more than I like, or cherry Coke more than I like OG
Mountain Dew.
But that doesn't... I could not tell you, if you told me that had alcohol in it, I would not believe
anyone. None of
anyone.
These taste like they have alcohol. So, Mahoney, which one's your order? Which one do you go for?
So, for me, I go black cherry, OG, watermelon, Baja Blast.
Okay, Dave, which one do you do?
OG, black cherry, just jump the line. Baja Blast, watermelon's trash.
You guys are...
Jordan, where are you at with the order of these?
I'm at black cherry, OG, Baja Blast, and then watermelon.
Whoa, mine is so much different. Mine's OG, watermelon, Baja, and then the black cherry. Because the black cherry is just... I don't know if I could drink multiple black cherries.
Fair. Yeah.
It's just that's the most strong flavored one to me. The other ones are just like sweet. They taste like popsicles. And then I just like the OG because it just tastes exactly like a Mountain Dew. And again, if you have these around kids.
Oh, this is dangerous.
It's not good.
No, this is not good around kids.
You cannot taste the alcohol
in
it at all.
No. That is.
I've told you guys that my younger brother used to have an addiction to Diet Mountain Dew. Uh-huh. Like he used to drink it like multiple a day. He would start his day with it. I'm afraid he's going to relapse.
we have to put a bow on this segment and give it a rating.
We set the bar at a 3 because we thought there was no way that this was. But for what
it
is,
Mahoney.
I mean, even rated against this is not on our malt, the Mahoney malt o meter. No, this is on the craft beer scale supremacy.
The malt.
So this is you're just putting this against everything that we drink.
I'm putting this against the beers that we drink.
Oh,
I legit am. Like
Native Clown said, I'm all jacked up on hard Mountain Dew. Are you Mahoney? Let's find out. Here we go.
On Mahoney's beer scale supremacy, I give the hard Mountain Dew OG flavor a 3.1 out of 5.
Whoa.